Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
So we do hope you've been well and you've had a pleasant week. As always, my God, doesn't it go by so quick? It's bonkers, isn't it, nowadays? Time is flying by and I don't know, that's not a good thing, is it? But hey, better to be busy than just sitting on the couch, I guess. And in the world of homeopathy, it's always a blessing to be busy because the busier we are, hopefully, fingers crossed, it means that we are helping as many people as we can to get their health and vitality back. But hey, we have a wonderful guest for you today. So Nyla, please do introduce our guest.
Absolutely, because we are delighted to be joined by Marco Ruggeri, a professional homeopath and the founder of Similia. Everyone knows Similia now. It has done a big bang on social media. Marco trained at the Center of Homeopathic Education and came to homeopathy through personal experience after witnessing its profound healing effects firsthand. That experience inspired a complete change in direction and a deep commitment to this system of medicine. Before qualifying as a homeopath, Marco worked in software development. And when he discovered homeopathy, he saw a rare opportunity to bring these two worlds together. That vision led to the creation of Similia. Marco is a passionate homeopath and the driving force behind Similia, with a clear mission to make high-quality digital tools accessible to fellow practitioners. He envisioned a platform that feels intuitive, empowering, and grounded in clinical practice. His commitment to usability and clarity continues to shape every aspect of Similia, from how it works to how it serves the global homeopathic community. Here we have Marco with us.
Thank you, Nyla. Thank you, Atik. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. And it's really, really nice. We've spoken several times now, haven't we? And we have been talking about Similia and your journey. But for the listeners, please do tell us about yourself and who you are. Who is Marco?
So I'm a homeopath. I recently graduated last year in June from CHE in the UK. Before homeopathy, I have a background in software development, which is the reason which led me to create the Similia. Outside of homeopathy and software, I'm also the father of two young kids. And if I'm not working or with the family, I like to be outside and do sports like surfing, cycling.
Oh, wonderful. Surfing. Where do you get to do that?
So I'm based in Portugal at the moment, in the Algarve. I'm like 10 minutes drive.
Okay. All right. The weather's better. We know. Here in the UK at this moment, at the moment of recording, it's not dismal, but hey, it's been raining for a few days, let's say that, you know. And generally in February, if I'm right, Nyla, generally we do get some snow, don't we? Heavy snow.
We can get snow in UK at any time, so no predicted time. Sometimes it also comes in April. So Marco, it's really, really wonderful to connect with you, because we have connected quite a few times, and Similia is something everyone is talking about, basically, because it's accessible. Internet, wherever there is internet, Similia can be used. It's no one has to download anything. We can use it on our laptop, we can use it on our phone. And even though we have talked about it, but when was the seed planted? You thought about, okay, we need a new software or a new repository, because there are quite a few softwares out there, and they have like a big brand and big trust between homeopaths, etc. So from where did this come from?
So I guess the first talked idea, it was probably in 2019 or 2020. So it was either my first or second year as a student of homeopathy, when I first discovered the existence of homeopathy softwares. And so, being passionate about software technology, I immediately started trying probably pretty much all of them. And I found them, I guess, a bit outdated, or like those softwares from maybe some years ago. How the user experience it was, and I found them a bit difficult to use, which. Like myself, that I consider myself to be decently good with technology. So that's where the first thought of needing a more modern software for homeopaths, that's where it first arise the thought. But then I just like it was just a thought initially. So I just kept going on with my studies and doing my things, and I didn't act on it, I guess. But then, about 1 year and a half ago, I had some free time during the summer, and so initially, as a, like a side project for fun, I started working at Similia. And so, yeah, initially it was really like a fun project. So it started with one repertory, with Kent repertory. And I think Kent Materia Medica as a free tool, which I shared with the other students and teacher. And I started getting good feedbacks. So people liked it. It was, even if it was really simple and it only had Kent repertory, it was already like quite flexible and easy to use. And so, yeah, I guess I got motivated by the kind words of other students and teachers, which motivated me to keep working at it. And actually, over time, at some point, I thought, okay, maybe there's a shot of making it a real product, even for like professional homeopaths. And that's where I started reaching out to authors to include modern repertories and Materia Medicas, which is, I think, most of the professional homeopaths and students they need and want.
Been an interesting journey, because you spoke about maybe this being a fun project, even just something to just dabble in, I suppose. And organically, it seems to have grown. But with software now, we're living in really amazing times, aren't we? Because, like it or not, AI, not as a de facto, here's your answer, but just to help build knowledge, help to increase knowledge, help to support. And with that coming in into the ballpark, it's quite nice, isn't it? As far as development is concerned, as far as access to information is concerned, and of course the work that you're doing at Similia. I know that Nyla is going to talk about this, actually, because we have been talking about AI a lot, haven't we? But but before we go any further, I do want to ask you, when you trained as a homeopath, how has that training helped you as far as working on Similia?
Well, I think it's it has been very important to be a homeopath, or like I was probably still training when I started working at Similia. But yeah, having the knowledge of homeopathy, of like what's the path of a student. Yeah, it definitely helped me a lot to build. Actually, I think at the moment we are focused a lot on students, which I think reflects my path of being like having been a student recently and a recent graduate. The focus has been really on having a simple, as much as possible, simple tool, but at the same time powerful, that can help students, but also professional homeopaths. But yeah, I would say that we focused more on like the simplicity or like the basic things, and now actually we are starting to add more advanced feature as we are starting to collaborate with experienced homeopaths. We are getting feedbacks on like what's missing, what they, for example, are used to in other software that they would like to see on Similia. Because yeah, initially as like I'm not an experienced homeopath, of course, but I was a student recently and a fresh graduate, so I think I knew what a student needed, and so that has been very helpful to shape this initial phase of Similia.
That's
Wonderful.
so well said, because students are the future of homeopathy anyway. So if we start something from that student phase and then build it on as our experience grows, the experience of the software grows. So getting back, like, as I know, like myself, English is not your first language, and learning repertory language and learning those mind rubrics and the meaning of the mind rubrics must have been challenging. And I think AI came at the right time. So how did because there is a wonderful semantic search feature in Similia, how did you think about, okay, I can incorporate that into a software where we just type in a phrase and it will give us a certain rubric? So because you come from a software developing background, so you must be thinking in computer language, oh, I can code this somewhere. Well, how did that happen?
Yeah, so I think like in the startup world, or like just when you, I think, trying to build a company or a product, there's this concept of like solving a problem. And so this problem that you just said of the difficulty of finding the rubrics with the repertory language, which often it's even for people that were English, it's their first language. There are words that maybe they never heard of in the repertory, which is really old language. So yeah, I guess I had that problem, and I knew that many other people had their problem. So that's where the semantic search it was born from, trying to solve this problem of the difficulty of finding the appropriate rubrics in the repertory.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Really, really, yeah, it's very, very progressive, isn't it? And hey, before it's this is usually a question at the end, but is there going to be an app coming, by the way? Because Similia is based online, isn't it, at the moment, for easy access.
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Is there a mobile app coming?
We just recently released what is called the progressive web application. So what you can do, and actually what you are prompted to do now when you open Similia on your mobile phone, on your browser, you are asked or instructed that you can install Similia as a mobile app on your phone. So even if it's not a real native app that you download from the stores like the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, you can install it and you will have the icon in your phone and it will feel like a native app because there will not be like the browser tab. So, in that sense, it's, I guess, halfway. One other thing is we are working at a native application. So that will be available through the stores, but it will be a bit of a different product. It will not be the Similia that it's available now, which is a software for homeopaths and students, but it will be called the Similia Home Prescriber. Mm-hmm. So it will be a software, an application targeted to everyone that likes homeopathy to get help finding a remedy for acute ailments.
That will be a good one, actually, because a good home prescriber tool is needed for acute emergencies as well. So looking forward to it then.
Exciting times.
So another question, why should a homeopath or a student subscribe to Similia and not go for other softwares? Like what would you tell our audience?
Yeah, sure. So I think our biggest strengths are, first of all, the user experience. So we offer a quite modern user interface where we really worked hard to try to make it as simple, to keep it as simple as possible, while including as much as needed or advanced or powerful feature. At the same time, it's quite flexible because you can use it from your laptop, from your tablet, or from your mobile phone with the same account. While often with other softwares, maybe you have a mobile app which is separated from the main software, while with Similia, it's all in the cloud. So if you work on a case on your laptop, You can then access it when you're outside from your phone. You can see if you want to see the case notes, or you want to see what did you repertorize, or you can even repertorize the whole case from scratch from your phone. So yeah, this I think it's one thing that was one of the reason why I thought we needed a new software. So we really focused quite a lot on that. Then we have the AI features. So the semantic search, which you mentioned before, Naila, I think it's probably the most loved feature, especially because a lot of our users are students. And so, yeah, the semantic search allows you to search for rubrics using a modern language. So you don't have to know what is the repertory language, but you just either type the symptom as the patient said it, or how you want to word it, even if you don't know the repertory language, and it will come up with the accurate rubrics, mostly based on what has been searched. And actually, the interesting part for people, for users, where English is not their first language, it works in any language. So even though the repertory is still in English, you can make the search in any language and it will still return the correct English rubrics. And so actually, we released the semantic search also for the Materia Medica recently, which is also quite interesting. Because you can search for concepts, symptoms directly on the Materia Medica with the semantic search, which historically searching the Materia Medica has been even much more difficult than the repertory. Because the repertory, somehow, I believe it is made to be searched and it's very structured. The wording is very structured. So even if you don't know the language, it's much easier. While Materia Medica are mostly like much more discursive, so they have a, you know, like a lot of text. So it's if you don't have a semantic search, it's quite more difficult to search for a symptom in another software using a classic keyword search. And so, yeah, this one I find it quite interesting and useful. Sometimes, if I don't want to make a full repertorization, maybe I just try to search one or more symptoms with the semantic search in the Materia Medica. And I've found quite interesting remedies, which maybe they are not coming up at all in the repertory, because we know that. Sometimes, like the repertory is a great tool, but it's not perfect at all. So there can be many symptoms present in Materia Medicas which are not reflected in the repertory.
Absolutely. As a homeopath, I find that the semantic search is so important because no homeopath can remember all the rubrics. It's just one, obviously that's impossible. Let's not even go there. But even if we just take the mind chapter, it's so difficult, and to remember the way that the rubrics are written in repertories. And this is where tools like semantic search help, because it's just a Boolean search, isn't it? We can just type in how we would speak and you're presented. But it actually helps to facilitate learning, which is what we touched upon as far as one of the benefits of AI itself, because you find the rubrics and then you remember those rubrics. So it's a very effective learning tool for those, who find it of use, of course, and
And what he has mentioned now is, I didn't know that we can do a semantic search in Materia Medica, which is also very, very interesting because the Materia Medicas have been written in various times in past 200 years, and the English language has evolved with culture. So if we are searching something now, maybe it was written in a different way in the Materia Medica that was written 200 years ago. So this can also help us find the exact symptom written in older English language. So that is really, really interesting feature. Thank you, Marco, for highlighting this, because Yes, there is a backlash whenever something new comes up, but we also need to look at the benefits of a new technology that is coming, how it can help so many people. Before we go into the AI and how it can help us in a positive way, we would like our audience to know which repertories are available in Similia so they can look into it, have access to it. I think there is a free version of Similia as well, and a paid version.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, we have, I would say, a very generous free version. So it's completely free. You just need to register with your email and no need of any card or bank details. And so in the free version, we got what we call classic repertories. So they are the old books where the copyright expired. So we can use them without having to pay any royalties to any authors. And so the repertory that we have in that version, so we have Kent, Boricchi, Boninghausen, Bogar Synoptic Key, Herring Guiding Symptoms, and Robert Sensation as If, and Word Sensation as If. Then we have our premium versions. And each version usually come up with one main repertory, each premium version, but then the other premium repertories can also be added as an add-on. So if someone wants to pay a bit more than the standard pro subscription, they can have different premium repertories. And so the premium repertories that we have, so we have Murphy Meta Repertory, fourth edition. We got Complete Repertory 2026. We got Suggesta 2 Repertory from Massimo Mangialavori. We got the QRAP version 5 from Jeremy Scher. Then we have the Contemporary Repertory of Meditative Provings and the Colin Griffith Repertory, also on the new remedies, the meditative provings. And we have currently in beta testing, but it will be released in a few days. We got Sane, Andre Sane 2025 repertory. And for Materia Medicas, in the free version, we have, believe, Kent, Bogar, Clark, Allen, Boricchi, and I think that's it. And in the premium version, we got Murphy Nature Materia Medica 4th edition, Mangialavori 100 Remedies Materia Medica package. We have Richard Pitt Comparative and Thematic Materia Medica.
Brilliant.
And then we have, again, with the Meditative Provings package, we got the whole Colin Griffith three volumes and Madeline Evans Materia Medica on the Meditative Provings as well.
That's really good that you've got excuse me. That's really good you've got Madeline Evans on there as well. And it links in quite nicely to Colin Griffith's MM as well, doesn't it? It's really good. What's in store? What I know that the progress and the growth we've been watching this, of course, is really exponentially going upwards. So what else is in the pipeline as far as additions? I know you have what you've mentioned already, some of the Materia Medica and repertories.
Yes, so we are in discussion. Hopefully it will go through with the publisher of Franz Vermeulen books. So all the Prisma series and all these plants and animals series, Materia Medicas. I guess for like regarding new authors. And we are also working to expand our free library. So more classic Materia Medicas. We want to add the Allen Encyclopedia, which is missing, and a few others that some people have requested and like. Regarding features, so yeah, as I was saying earlier, we are now collaborating with some experienced homeopaths, which are giving really valuable feedback on more advanced features to add for experienced homeopaths, yeah, for experienced users, that they might want some more advanced feature, some more advanced analysis, or comparing of remedies with various graph, things like that. And also on the AI side, which we believe it's it can be really powerful and helpful for practitioners. So we recently launched, it's a very early beta release. It's what is called Live Audio Mode, which allows you to enable the recording during a consultation. And this can be either in person or on an online consultation. And what the software does when you activate the microphone is that it creates a repertorization in real time. And then it also saves a full transcript of the whole conversation, differentiating the text, the words spoken by the homeopath, the practitioner, and the one from the patient. And then also makes a summary of the consultation in homeopathic terms. So it highlights the timeline, mind symptoms, physical symptoms, generals, modalities, stranger and peculiars, and so on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And
this is so wonderful, like everything in one. You have the consultation, etc., also in the software. Don't need anything else. Repertorization is done, transcript is done. That sounds so cool. I'm already getting excited.
Yeah, and also, yeah, it's quite a controversial, like some people love it and they really want to embrace it, and they believe it can really improve their practice. Some other people are more cautious. But yeah, personally, I believe those tools, if used correctly can really give us a big help in our job. And I don't think they will replace us, but it just they will give us a boost to be able to work better. So to finally, like I think what's the most important thing is that we prescribe good remedies for our patients. And so I think they can allow us to be more precise and to have more time for our patients.
Productivity tools, that's what they are, aren't they? And this is, you know, like you've so wonderfully just said, they're not going to replace homeopaths. They can't. But these tools are there just to increase our productivity and also to help us to get to the finer remedies. You know, often we find looking in books and books and books, and now just with a few clicks, you can get to the remedy and read online. That's so important because it's time saving. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's such a positive plus point. To take on board, you know, as homeopaths, we're bombarded sometimes, aren't we, with a myriad of thought processes on finding, you know, the constitutional remedy or the totality or whatnot. And sometimes we want to go this way or that way. And how many books can you physically spend time on?
Exactly.
It just makes life easier.
It feels like if we can, if something like this can be constructed where we have a remedy chart or a graph where they tell us, okay, these are the main focus points of the remedies, and then the same graph of the patient on the other side, okay, these are the main focus points for the patient. And then we can differentiate between those remedies and the patient. Okay, this graph is not there because the weight is on different elements, like the SRP or the synoptic Bodger synoptic, what he uses as the seat of action of the remedy, and that there as a graph, and then we have the patient there as a graph as well. Okay, this patient has a. The biggest issue is on, let's say, liver pathology. And these are the remedies who have the liver pathology. And we can see in a differentiating graph, okay, this remedy can be differentiated with this, or we can just forget about the other remedy. I'm not sure if I'm making sense, but I can visualize what I am thinking as a homeopath will be a good aid to see through the remedies, like just not read through the remedies, but visualize the remedies in real form in graphical way, in a graph. Okay, this is more centric on the mind symptoms as and has rare physical symptoms. This is a key physical symptom remedy.
Absolutely. You're making sense, and I think it's a great idea. And hopefully we'll be able to develop something like that in the future. I think in general, like with the technology that we have available, we really just scratch the surface in the homeopathy software's field, and there's really so many more interesting things that can be done to improve our practice. And just idea like this, it's far greater, I think, what we need in the future.
Wonderful.
Do you have a fairly medium-sized team, or do you have a or a close-knit team working together? You must be working pretty much all the time, right?
I'm working quite a lot. I'm first because I really like it. I love homeopathy, and I like software development, so like being able to mix those things, it's wonderful. So like, sometimes I work too much, but it's just because I really like it.
Join the club. Join the club. We're all like that. We need 8, 9 days a week, minimum.
It's wonderful. We have to be mindful of our time, but in the initial days of developing anything, we do have to give a lot of energy into what we are creating, because that's the time where everything is earthed or grounded, and then we can, if we have a solid grounding, we can build on that structure. Otherwise, it's difficult to go back and correct what was not corrected in the beginning. So, best of luck to this, Marco. And just looking at the privacy side of things, because yes, people are worried. Just like if we enable the microphone on Facebook, it's going to Listen to all of our conversation. We are talking about sofas. Maybe we need a new sofa. And then next time you open Facebook, all the sofa ads and sofa companies will be there. How is it with your software if we enable the microphone?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, privacy, it's one of the most important thing for us because it's really like medical data that we're handling. So we are really careful with it, and we follow all the regulation in place in different countries. We've got the GDPR in the UK and Europe. We got HIPAA in the United States. So yeah, we have in the some of the public page on our website there's an explanation of what like the measures that we take, and we're also working on a more in detail document explaining even more in depth the process that we do. But yeah, for sure it's one of our priorities, the safety of the data, considering that it's everything in the cloud, and the privacy. One thing I want to mention on the live audio, for example, is that when the user activate the microphone and the voice, so the audio recording, it's being used in real time to do all the things like searching for rubrics, doing the repertorization, saving the transcript, doing the summary. But then, for example, we don't store the recording. It's it gets the deleted, and yeah, it's only used for the purpose of the tool. But then it's discarded.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
As a homeopath. And as the developer of Similia, what is your take on AI and homeopathy, this combination? If somebody asked you, or they, there was a, sometimes you can post on social media. We were talking offline just before the recording, and there can be a lot of positives and negatives where people are feeling uncomfortable. And we've touched upon that, of course, in today's episode, but as a homeopath and as a developer using AI for the betterment of our profession, as far as our knowledge, understanding, and that supportive side of the software, what would you say?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting and vast topic. So yeah, we'll try to answer on different levels. So I think there is it's fair, it's fine, it's good to be like some people wanting to be cautious and careful because if we don't really know how AI works and how we use it or how we integrate it into softwares, it can even maybe do more harm than good in some situations. But I believe that if it's used well, it can be a really powerful tool. For example, I really want to explain how we integrate AI into Similia. Is that we do it in a way where we leverage the power of AI in a way that it uses the data that we have, for example, the repertories and the Materia Medica, so that it makes it more easy to search it, for example, with the semantic search. Or we have another function, actually, we didn't mention before. It's called the notes to rubrics, where basically you can type your case notes and it will suggest rubrics based on that, which is a way to speed up the process. So maybe after a consultation, you have the case notes. What you would usually do is that you would manually look for rubrics, search for rubrics one by one based on the notes you took or what you remember from the consultation. And so this feature does it automatically for you. So it speed up the process quite a bit. But yeah, so the difference here compared to using ChatGPT, for example, is that there is no risk of hallucinations. I guess the worst that could happen is that you get suggested a real rubric, that it's not 100% accurate, and maybe there is another rubric that is more accurate. But then it's up to the practitioner to decide which one to include, and you can switch because you get suggested different ones. So it's still up to the users to decide which one is more accurate.
Wonderful. It really is.
Because the new technologies, like if we go back and think about the calculator, everyone was thinking, oh, the calculators are invented. Now no one will be able to do 2 + 2 in their mind at that time. And everyone was so against calculators. And now we have those scientific calculators who can do all those big calculations just by typing in. You can do whatever a computer could do at that time, a calculator can do now. And if we use whatever is available in the best possible way, it can become a part of our service or our helper to, just like a vacuum cleaner. Just if we imagine cleaning the whole house with a broom every day, it will be a nightmare. And we invented vacuum cleaners just to help us. That is what artificial intelligence is being used. It's known as artificial intelligence now because it has been translated into these linguistic models, LLMs, etc. But they were there 5 years ago as well, in our computers, in everything what we have used. That is all artificial intelligence. It's now just in hands of everyone. And I think we have to be broad-minded when it comes to using newer technologies, because if we don't know, if I don't know what is there, how will I help my kids to know what is good in this, what is bad in this? So as a mother, if I just forget about me being a homeopath, as a mother, I feel like I have to be little ahead of what's on coming in my way, so that I can help them find the rights and the wrongs, the goods and the bad about the new technology, and so they don't think, mom, you don't know about it. I don't want to be that mom who doesn't know what's coming.
yeah, for sure. I think you made some great examples, and I think technology in general, it's like usually you're always neutral, so it can be used for the good or for the bad. And so I think that's one important thing to take in mind. And also, as you said, I think it's important to know it, because I think one thing that really probably some people didn't understand or are not ready is that AI is here, and it will be here, and it's just going to be in all our lives much more. So better to know it and understand it than just avoiding it, which I don't think it will be possible in the world we live in.
Hey, we'll end on a light note, won't we? Because this is a running joke with Nyla and I, which is, I wouldn't say I'm the best writer, I'm not, but you know, you write something and you feel quite good that, oh, I wrote this quite well, you know, I'm a bit chuffed. You know where I'm going with this, right? And you think, this is quite nice. And you think, let me just ask chat, you know, did I miss anything? And it comes up with something and you think, oh my God, I don't even know how to write, you know? And I'm thinking, oh, look what you did, you know? And it just comes up with the words. But I tell you again, joking aside, it actually helps you, because it formats your mind, doesn't it? It's like, ah, this is how I can phrase something much better. This is how something can work and sound much more human, much more calmer, you know? And it's wonderful. But hey, that's the future, isn't it? That's AI. What do we do, Nyla? What do we do, eh?
No, thank you on that, because when ChatGPT came, because as I said, English is not my native language, and I've lived in different countries, so I don't sometimes know in which language to express and make it understandable for others what I want. Just like the example that I was giving you about the graphs, and sometimes it's very difficult to tell the other person, okay, this is what I want. And because it's a machine, you can talk to it, and it can write for you, okay, I think you are asking for this. And it's very helpful. Like, I can give my thoughts to the machine and it can formulate in the words which are understandable for other humans. So I don't have to talk for 1 hour to just make myself understandable. It's very, very interesting.
Wonderful,
It
isn't it? It's
can be
wonderful.
very helpful. So, Marco, thank you for joining us. We wish you all the best for Similia. I've been using it. We forgot, but we touched upon it in the live, the picture feature as well, which is also amazing. Like, you can just post a picture and it can give you the rubrics that are needed. I think you need to do a post on that as well, on social media to highlight that feature. It's a very, very good
Yeah,
one, especially
very,
if
very.
there are different types of acne and you are looking like, which acne is this? Which rubric should I take? So that can be helpful. Thank you again for joining. And yeah, we wish you best of luck.
Thank you a
Thank
lot,
you. It's been an
Nyla.
absolute pleasure. And of
Thank
course, we'll remain in touch and wish you, yeah, like Nyla says, echoing her words, we wish you well and may it help homeopaths, in their development and progress as well.
Thank you, Adik. Thank you, Nyla.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.